Welcome to the AI Daily Roundup for July 6, 2026. Anthropic's Fable 5 got pulled offline by a Commerce Department order. OpenAI is chasing an $800 billion IPO. And somehow the most interesting play in AI right now might be a compression technique. We've got a packed first half of 2026 to unpack.
That H1 recap is genuinely wild. It's like every major institution on the planet decided to have an AI moment simultaneously. But let's start with something a little more in the weeds before we get to the geopolitics.
Right, so on the developer tools side, Simon Willison shipped SQLite Utils 4, 0 RC3, and the headline feature is Compound Foreign Key Support. It's a significant enough addition that it justifies the major version bump, and it comes with a breaking change to the table foreign keys interface.
A breaking change in a point release candidate. How much disruption are we talking for people already using the library?
It's targeted, touching the foreign keys API and a bunch of spots around SQLite's case-insensitive column name conventions, so it's not a rip-everything-out situation. Worth noting, Willison used a mix of Claude Fable 5 and GPT to work through the issue backlog, which is a nice little meta detail about how library maintainers are actually shipping today.
Compound foreign key support has been a long-standing gap, so this feels like SQLite Utils finally growing into something you'd trust in a production pipeline rather than just a scripting tool.
Shifting over to research and techniques, there's a piece from the New Stack arguing that quantization isn't just a deployment trick in China's AI ecosystem. It's being treated as a core strategic pillar.
So what's the actual argument? Is this just, they run smaller models cheaper? Or is there something structurally different happening?
RQR Intelligence frames it as a structural cost advantage. Compress model weights to lower numerical precision. Combine that with open-weight model access, and suddenly developers can customize and run frontier-class models locally without expensive cloud infrastructure. The claim is an unwavering commitment to quantization versus Western labs that still treat efficiency as secondary to raw capability.
If that cost gap is real and durable, it starts to matter a lot for who can actually deploy AI at scale in resource-constrained environments. That's not just a technical footnote, that's a market shape question.
Moving over to applications, Meetly is an open source, fully local meeting assistant that pulled nearly 3,000 GitHub stars in a single week. It runs transcription 4 times faster than baseline using Parakeet and Whisper, does speaker diarization, and handles summarization through Alama. All on your machine, no cloud, built in Rust.
The Otter AI space has needed a credible self-hosted alternative for enterprise and privacy-sensitive users for a while. Does the star count tell us anything about whether this has legs?
3,000 stars in a week is a real signal, not just hype. The combination of zero data leaving your device, Windows and macOS support, and the Rust foundation for performance hits a lot of the boxes enterprise security teams have been asking for.
It's also interesting that Alama keeps showing up as the local inference layer of choice. It's quietly becoming the plumbing under a lot of these privacy-first tools.
Okay, let's get into the big picture stuff. The New Stack did a full H1 2026 recap, and there is a lot in it. Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos 5 were briefly taken offline by a Commerce Department order. There was a Pentagon standoff over unrestricted military model access. And both Anthropic and OpenAI are pursuing IPOs with valuations above $800 billion.
That Commerce Department order is the one I keep coming back to. Frontier labs having their models pulled by a government agency is a genuinely new kind of event. What else does the recap flag as defining this half?
Two things. The infrastructure arms race, where frontier labs are building out chips and data centers to keep pace with near-monthly model releases, and the rise of what they're calling the harness, the orchestration, memory, and tooling layer around models. The argument is that's increasingly where enterprise value is actually being built, not in the base models themselves.
That framing tracks with what we're seeing across a lot of enterprise deals. The model is almost a commodity assumption now, and the differentiation is in how you wrap and operationalize it.
And finally, OpenAI wrapped up a week of open source initiatives, direct maintainer funding, investment in the Rust ecosystem, and a new program called Patch the Planet, which is an AI-assisted security effort. They also expanded Codex access to open source maintainers and are reviewing applications on a rolling basis.
The cynical read is this is a one-week PR play, but funding actual maintainers and putting money into security infrastructure is the kind of thing that's hard to fake. You either keep writing checks or you don't.
The Rust thread is interesting too, given that SQLite Udall's story and Medially both touched Rust today. There's a real momentum building around Rust as the substrate for serious AI tooling.
A lot happened in 6 months, and honestly, a lot happened today. That's the AI Daily Roundup for July 6th, 2026. We'll see you tomorrow.